Hi, everybody. Nice to see everyone. Hi, girls. How are you? Sorry I left so suddenly this morning. Out of the gates, dude. I'm loving your vibe.
Thank you.
Hey, no problem. What's your name, sir?
My name's Tim.
Do you have kids?
I have two kids.
Two kids. See, that's what I want.
Yeah.
I want two, well, four in total. How old, Tim?
My oldest is five. His name's Jude, and then Augie is 3 years old.
A lot of comedians don't take the time to learn the audience members' kids' names, but... Are you with your husband here? Where did your husband propose this lady?
Where the airplane's flying.
They gotta name that place. Right? It's time! EPA, do something! It's so confusing. Every Sunday morning I leave the city, I don't know what to type into the... Were you flying somewhere? You were? Did he propose at the airport or when you got to the secret destination?
No, he proposed at Gravelly Point overlooking Reagan.
Oh, okay. It sounds beautiful. after that gravel place, did you guys go on that trip? Or what was the bag for? To collect gravel? Why? What was the bag for, dude? Just to throw her off the scent? The whole time, because she's like, if I say yes, maybe I get to go on this trip, and you're like, what's your name again?
Sophia.
Sophia. Oh, God. What's your job?
I do IT support.
Did you say IT support? It's like a passion of mine. IT. Sir, you've been phenomenal the whole show. Okay. You do look a little bit hungover.
Not even hungover.
Dude, you can lie to yourself, man. You can't lie to me, dude. Is this your wife?
Fiance.
Dude, that's beautiful. I got this. That's... Yeah, you take this one, dude. No. What was the location? Because I would someday like to propose to someone. Well, actually, two people. What was the location? Break it down, dude.
It was a French restaurant.
Did you get down on one knee? No, okay, cool. Wow, this is a gripping tale. The fiance, were you surprised?
Yes.
Right? Because it's like in a restaurant and he sounds like he kind of phoned it in. That's beautiful, dude. Where did you guys meet? I'm trying to meet somebody.
We met in Harper's Ferry, West Virginia.
In Harper's Ferry, something else you said. God, Harper's Ferry, what a place. I know what it is. It's on the high seas there. Sophia's friend, what's your name?
Yeah.
What is it?
Diana.
Diana. Oh, don't, how dare you whitenize that for me. But the way you say it, you said it so fast for a lot of these Caucasians. All right, well, what do you do? I know Sophia does IT support.
I go to school.
Where do you go to school? What does the sign say? UDC?
That's the University of the District of Columbia.
I know what UDC is. Translating what UDC is to me came across as a little bit racist. What's your name, sir?
My name's John.
John, are you guys similar ages?
We are the exact same age, right? 2 weeks apart.
2 weeks apart, okay, cool. You could have said yes and I'd be right in the middle of this joke. How about this couple? You know what makes you guys so adorable? Both terrible vision. Yeah. Where did you guys meet?
Music festival.
Some type of music that caters to people nearsighted. And
we're really close.
I got this, dude. No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Here you are going to a music festival, right? I'm assuming it's music that I don't care for. And then was he charming on the first date?
He wore a sweater.
He wore a sweater. Oh, shit.
Ha ha ha.
Wow. I was going to ask if you guys slept together, but I guess that answers my question. What's your boyfriend's name? People call him Glasses.
Yeah. Spencer.
Perfect. Dude, your folks nailed it. Dude, I'm fucking, you rule, man. You right there, laughing at everything. Cool. Are you married? Is this your wife?
No, no.
Oh, okay. That's what all women want to hear. No, no. Is it just your girlfriend? Yeah, again, I got it. Where did you guys meet? Did you meet online? That's so common these days.
Met on the dance floor.
On the, that's where I, you know what I mean? When I saw you, I'm like, fuck, this dude can f***ing cut a rug. Dance floor of what?
Just a salsa dance floor.
Salsa dance floor. That's, you know what I mean? I grew up Canadian, dancing salsa. What's your name, sir?
Paul.
Paul, what did you do on the first date? I feel like a workshop's hard to parlay into what we did last night. I feel like if we're doing another workshop back at my place. Was John charming on the first day?
Absolutely.
I know he was faced. What part of the meal did he propose? When do you propose? Is that an entree situation? I'm asking the engaged woman, because John, really, he takes a long time to answer. And he doesn't remember a lot of the details.
It should have been during the meal.
Oh, shizzle. Yes, John f***ed up again. All right. Okay, yeah, you go to these cheap French places, right?
After several bottles of wine.
The next day, John claimed he wasn't hungover. I remember that. Well, that's beautiful. John, did you plan on doing it during the meal, or did you have a couple drinks and you're like, fuck, let's just do this?
The food wasn't coming.
But I noticed, again, you have two drinks in front of yourself right now. But did you plan at what point in the meal you were gonna do it, or were you just like, fuck this, let's just...
I was planning to wait till dessert.
Yeah, dessert. That
turned into like a 3-hour.
Turned into a 3-hour thing, and because you were planning on spending the rest of your life with this person, you were in a rush. Well, that's beautiful, and I know you guys met at the Harper thing. What about special ed? Does anyone teach special ed?
Yeah.
Who are you here with tonight?
My
fiance. Oh. You're also engaged. Oh, okay. It's not great news. Mike, his name is Mike. Oh, where did you meet Mike?
Benny Benassi show.
What?
Benny Benassi, EDM.
Oh, EDM. Oh, sorry, I thought you were cool. I'm sorry. And then how did Mike propose? Jesus, I feel like I'm at an EDM show. This is... Where? What was the location, Katie?
We were laying in bed.
That's so... you know what I mean? And Mike was on a time crunch. Mike, how... were you anticipating the proposal?
Yes.
Okay, maybe it was part of the deal for what happened next in bed. All right. That's beautiful, Katie. What about... Katie, so you work in the school system, right? When you're not at an EDM...
I did.
You did? Oh, okay. And then... Maybe tested positive for the drug thing. All right, well, is there any dyslexics here? What's your name?
Nanisa.
Almost, yeah. Nanisa. Nailed it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Nanisa, how old were you when they found out you were dyslexic?
It's hard to explain.
Is it? Well, how many candles on the cake that year? N- Nanisa, why is it hard to explain? How old were you?
There was suspicion,
and they didn't. That's what happens. They were like suspicious, right? Like she's sitting in the desk backwards again. And then, how did you know each other?
We met at Muay Thai.
Do you think you could take Spencer? I think you could take Spencer. That's mixed martial arts. Thai kickboxing, thank you. I know that. Oh my goodness. Whoa, what inspired you to take that?
Preparation.
Oh, right. Okay. Cool. Congratulations on the January 6th pardon, by the way. Good Lord. Fucking militia presence up front. Preparation for oh shit, for just what, in case you're, you know what I mean? In Thailand? What? Are you seeing someone? Maybe you meet someone at the Muay Thai.
I am seeing someone, but not from Muay Thai.
Oh, shit! You have a slight accent. I hear a little Muay Thai on your words. Where are you from?
I'm from England.
England? Oh, I love England. Are you kidding me? Is your boyfriend from England? No, is he from America?
He's from D.C.
D.C.? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I consider that America. Dude, we haven't even chatted. How are you? You got a great look. You got a giant mustache, man. You knew that, right? Yeah. Who are you here with?
My friend Suleiman.
Your friend who?
Suleiman.
Silverman?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I think you just like saying that name, dude. Where did you meet Silverman?
College.
What'd you study?
Math.
Are you a mathematician?
I'm a tutor, yeah.
A tutor? Almost teach math. Yeah. That's great. What does your friend do?
He's in cybersecurity.
That's how women get wet. Dude, it's just you and me, man. Okay. Are you with your wife? It's beautiful. How long have you been married for? You both look so young to be married. What? Holy fuck. You're like Mennonite or some shit. What? 12 years. How old were you when you got married?
30.
Oh, okay. The lighting is shit in here. I can't see anything. Are you also 30, sir? Because the lighting is... Where did you propose, sir? Let's just, you know what I mean? Where were you? What was the location?
On the rooftop of where we
live. Oh, so you gave her an ultimatum, right? Jesus Christ. The rooftop? Dude, what the fuck? Say yes or else, eh? The wife, what's your name?
Melanie,
did you expect to be proposed in that location?
I was shocked.
Yeah, I'm fucking disturbed. Dude, why did you pick the rooftop? Was it something to do with your medication being off? Why did you pick the rooftop?
It seemed right.
You are a demented individual. Oh, hey, dude. Your friend said your name wrong. Suleiman. He said Suleiman. No, that's what I said. I said, yeah, it's crazy, right? We were talking about you when you were in the washroom. I corrected your... Oh, first off, drop the attitude, dude. Are you Indian by any chance, may I ask?
No.
Yeah, same. Well, thank you for coming to the show. Yeah, I don't know why you think you're better than me, but I heard you work in cybersecurity.
I do.
Whatever, dude. Are you dating someone?
I am.
Okay. Why you talk like that, dude? It's it's soothing and condescending at the same time. Where did you meet your girlfriend?
At my first
Cinnabon? Tim, what the f*** is going down, dude? Cinnabon? The Cinnabon, like where you buy cinnamon roll buns? You got a cinnamon bun and then...
They worked it.
Okay, I'm glad the Cinnabon cyber security's locked down. When you said cybersecurity, I didn't think there'd be pastry involved. Do you do two things? Oh, Cinnabon was before the cybersecurity. Oh, shit, okay, cool. But that's beautiful. You met her at Cinnabon, and then you guys have been together all that time. Okay, are you going to get married? Oh, nice. Have you proposed? You're about to propose. Okay, well, Mike advised people to put in zero effort. To quote him, he said, roll over if you feel like it. John's advice involved 3 bottles of wine, which is to be expected. Dude, have you planned it out? Let's fucking plan it out, man.
It's pretty much planned.
Give me some details. What's the location?
Greece.
Oh, fuck Mike. Holy shit. Insane! Holy fuck! Just fucking rammed your face into a Cinnabon, dude! Holy shit! God damn! I wish I could say your name. What,